This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. I've never been one to add a lot of chemicals to my gardens. I've always felt that taking care of the soil by using compost and manure with the occasional milorganite and coffee grounds has been good enough. But really, to boost the bloom and get the foliage flashing, fertilizing is the ticket. So here are some tips on fertilizing for annuals and perennials. There is a difference. Since annuals live their entire life in one season, they'll bloom bigger and better with more fertilizer treatments. They don't have the advantage of a perennial that already has a hardy root system. Always follow package directions. For bodacious blooms, use a 10-20-10 fertilizer. This gives them more phosphorus, the middle number, and is responsible for blooms, roots, and disease prevention. If you've bought plants for their foliage, then use a fertilizer with more nitrogen, something like a 20-10-10. Perennials could use a power boost each spring. To play it safe, you can use a general fertilizer such as a 10-10-10, but cut the dose by half and then fertilize again in early June. I urge you to err on the side of caution so you don't burn your plants. If your perennials have been in decline, maybe getting floppy or leggy, perhaps fewer flowers, then give them a dose of fertilizer, unless of course they need dividing. Plants are a bit like people. They don't like to be crowded either. Check out GardenBite.com for more information. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. What do you want to know about? Backed by popular demand, Creekside Soils Wonder Blend Supreme Gardener's Mix. This 100% composted manure blend is ready to use and perfect for your vegetables, annuals, and perennials. With a neutral pH and a slow-release fertilizer, all you do is add water. Supreme Gardener's Mix from Creekside Soils. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.